Mrs. Phillips is a patient, if we recall, with a FLT3 ITD mutation at diagnosis. And so it would make sense that we could consider a FLT3 inhibitor at relapse. There is an approved FLT3 inhibitor at relapse, which is called gilteritinib, based on the phase 3 ADMIRAL trial. I will say that just because someone did or did not have a mutation at their diagnosis does not mean that is exactly what they will have at relapse. And so it's really important to repeat genomic analysis in the setting of new relapse or at any new kind of treatment time point, because you know, leukemia can shift under the selection pressure of treatments, and so things can change. But for Mrs. Phillips, if she was to relapse, I would you know, confirm that FLT3 ITD mutation was still present, and then I would strongly consider gilteritinib.